Hi everyone, welcome back to another FPL Family Voice Note with me, Lee, and I was coming on just to talk about the FA Cup results and how they're going to affect the schedule going forward. And literally, as I turned the microphone on to record this podcast, we get some news on Twitter that João Cancelo is off potentially to Bayern Munich. Looked as if it was going to be a full-term move, then it was going to be a loan, but either way, a once great FPL asset for us is now looking like he's not going to be an option for us. In fact, hasn't been an option for us for a few weeks, has he? He's been rotated in and out of that side. There was a game just before, was it just before the World Cup? I can't think it was, a few weeks before the World Cup, where both he and Foden were dropped. And I remember looking into it in a bit more detail, and I think Pep said in the week leading up to that game that there was been a couple of players whose attitude wasn't quite right and that they weren't training quite at the intensity that Pep would have liked. And at the time, we're thinking, well, who could that be? You know, who could he possibly be saying that about? And we kind of surmised after that game that weekend that it might be João Cancelo and Phil Foden. Now, Phil Foden has since had a little bit of game time, so I don't necessarily think that it's him, although he's been kind of in and out of the team. And Mahrez and Bernardo Silva and Grealish have got a bit more game time than certainly Phil Foden did first few weeks of the season when he was pretty much nailed in that side. But clearly, João Cancelo was probably the topic of that particular conversation. So, looks to be out the door. So, if you've got Cancelo, if you hadn't sold him yet, he definitely is a sell now, which is a bit of a shame, given that City have got the double game week coming up. But I think it forces your hand to do something that many of you would have been thinking of anyway, I suspect. And as Sam and I said on the last podcast when we did a live stream a week or so ago, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to downgrade to another City defender. I mean, I did the Cancelo to Stones move a couple of weeks ago, and no real regrets there. I think that's fine, and John Stones looks to be, for sure, I think he's their top-performing defender so far this season. He's having a very good season, isn't he? He's probably as at risk as many of the other defenders, I would suggest, but with Cancelo going out the door, you don't necessarily have to move to a Stones or an Ake or an Akanji. And I think if I was going to go back in on the City defence, it probably would be those three and probably in that order as well. Stones, probably Ake next, who I think if any of the three or any of the City defence probably is the one that might benefit the most, Ake, from Cancelo leaving in terms of minutes that he might see. But listen, you've got, you know, the Newcastle defence you might want to go to. You've got, Arsenal looking good. There's plenty of other options. You don't have to go for a Man City defender. I know that Sam has got Cancelo in her team. Be interesting to see and hear from her, because I haven't spoken to her yet since that news broke. Literally just saw it on Twitter a minute or so ago. Usually she sees that before me. She'd normally send me a text to say, oh, you've seen Cancelo's off. But we haven't had that conversation yet. But for sure, she was considering downgrading Cancelo anyway and selling him ahead of a double game weekend for Arsenal and for United. And she was looking at, I think, Ben White or some other Arsenal defensive coverage. So that will force her hand out. I suspect she'll probably look at a -4 because I know she was quite keen to get on Nketiah and Odegaard and Saka, Bruno Fernandes. There's plenty that are on her radar ahead of the double game week coming up. But with Cancelo out the door, yeah, you could look at a Ben White. You could look at a Newcastle, doubling up on the Newcastle defence with Trippier. My only word of caution, as you guys know, is that game week 25, potentially depending on the outcome of the League Cup semi-finals, which we will know in the coming days, you might not want to go for double Newcastle defence, because if they reach the League Cup final, they won't play in game week 25. So you may be setting yourself up for a bit of an issue there in the longer term. So yeah, Cancelo out the door. Let me know in the comments. Let me know on Slack if you're a Patreon follower. Let me know on Twitter where you're going to go with that transfer. But from the rest of the weekend, what's just happened in the FA Cup? I mean, I was going to say the less said about the Liverpool performance, the better. But you've got to hand it to Brighton. They stuck in there and Mitoma took his goal very, very well at the end, didn't he? It was a dagger through the heart for us Liverpool fans, I have to say, because actually the performance wasn't too bad. I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? But the last few weeks have been bad results, but bad performances, whereas we've gone to the Amex at the weekend in the Cup and actually didn't play too bad. And Stefan Bacicic, I think I've said his name correctly, in that central defensive midfield role now, getting the nod over the last three games in all competitions ahead of Fabinho. Fabinho comes on, possibly could have got a red card. I don't know if you guys have seen that tackle, but easily couldn't have been a red. And then we concede without Bacicic on the field. So starting to look like a bit of a key player now for Jurgen Klopp, Stefan Bacicic. Don't think he's an FPL asset by any stretch of the imagination, but listen, he seems to be making the difference for Liverpool at the moment. Although, like I say, all relative. A bit unlucky with the first goal, Liverpool. I was a bit peeved about that because I thought Liverpool were playing pretty well, actually. But like I say, fair play to Brighton. They're in a very good mood, right? Very good position right now. They're definitely riding the crest of a wave. And Mitoma, man, honestly, I mean, I've been watching this guy on and off for the last few weeks because I've been fancying him in FPL for some time. And those of you that are already on him, I know some of you did the Almiron to Mitoma move a couple of weeks ago, got the 10-pointer last week, or was it the week before? Anyway, he's getting points left, right and centre, and then pops up with a goal like that in the FA Cup. So, so good. I remember reading somewhere, and somebody will be able to verify this or not on Twitter with me or anywhere else, is that I remember reading somewhere that this guy's like studied the art of dribbling. Like he had an offer to go to a big money club in his, I think his hometown or somewhere in Japan, and he decided not to go there because he wanted to go to university and like finish his thesis and his dissertation on the art of dribbling. He used to strap GoPros to his head and sort of study his style and his art and sort of perfect it, which I have so much time for that, honestly. And it actually explains a lot when you watch him play because his ball mastery is very, very good. He's very good at moving with the ball. I think he's got a little bit to learn in terms of key passes and finding the right pass. And understanding when to release, etc., etc. But listen, I'm clutching at straws because he is a top player. Another one that Brighton have found that they're probably going to get top dollar for at some stage. Caicedo's going to go for a lot of money. I dare say McAllister. I'm sorry, Brighton fans, I'm selling off half your team. But, you know, you sold Bissouma for a lot of money. Caicedo's going to go for a lot of money. I dare say McAllister will at some stage as well. Just these midfielders just keep coming out of nowhere for Brighton and just come, you know, doing the business and coming up with the goods. So Brighton in the end deserved it, and I've got no qualms about that result from a Liverpool perspective. City knocking Arsenal out is interesting. If anything, that just makes Arsenal even more of a better FPL team, better FPL assets to look at, because that's just one less competition they've got to worry about, right? They are, I think, fully focused on the league this year. No European football. Out the FA Cup now, out the League Cup. It's all about the league, and they're going to put their best 11 out pretty much every week, I suspect. But for City, more games, you know, more Pep roulette going forward. United, well, probably the biggest FPL talking point from the weekend was that Manchester United and Leeds both did not draw. Neither of them drew in their respective ties. They both won. They both went through, which actually means that that fixture that the Premier League had put into next game week 22, is now going to go ahead. There was some uncertainty if one of those clubs needed a replay. You know, that they would have changed that fixture, but both won. Manchester United pretty convincingly, double for Casemiro, by the way, interestingly. So he's put himself maybe on the radar a little bit ahead of the double game week. I think I'm probably preferring to go elsewhere, but you know, that will have made a few FPL managers sit up and listen. That 3-1 with Casemiro scoring twice, no doubt about it. So double game week 22 is now on. Leeds and United are going to double. I've got Rashford. I've got Shaw. Rashford, by the way, if you've got your triple captain chip, I think just stick it on him. He looks absolutely bang in form, doesn't he? And if you've got Shaw or Martinez or anybody else at the back for United, that's okay. I myself will be looking for a way to get Bruno Fernandes in. I know Casemiro's got the double there, but I think Bruno is the one I want to go to. I don't want to go out there and go for Weghorst. I'm going to look for a route to get to Bruno. And Leeds, I don't know yet. I don't know. You could go for a Rodrigo or a Nonto, but I don't know where you'd go elsewhere outside of that. And actually, Forest is, you know, on paper, okay, looks like a reasonable fixture, but Forest away, pretty good at home, Forest lately. And of course, going to Old Trafford is going to be a difficult game. So not sure that the double is quite as good as perhaps it looks on paper for Leeds United. What else happened? Spurs went through 3-0. It was the Son show, wasn't it? Really, really good performance from Son, especially that first goal. Took it so, so well. And I sort of wondered as that goal went in whether, because Preston were holding Spurs, right? It was a reasonably even-ish sort of game. And Spurs, you know, Son just comes up in the 50th minute, bangs one, you know, more or less top corner, beats the goal, he all ends up. And it sort of felt like Spurs were waiting for that moment. And as I said it out loud to myself, and Sam was sitting next to me watching the game, obviously, I said, you've won that on a moment there. He's going to win you the game on a moment. It sort of kind of harked back a little bit to the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer years at Manchester United, where they had the Brunos and Ronaldos and others. And it was kind of like, wasn't a lot of cohesion in the play. They're just waiting for that moment to happen, that spark. That's how that felt for me from a Spurs perspective at the weekend. It just wasn't really happening. And then bang, one of the key players, one of their world-class players pops up with a goal. And we've seen that in recent weeks in the league with Harry Kane as well. So maybe it's a turning point for Son. Maybe it's a turning point for Spurs. We'll see. But the big result of the weekend, Wrexham 3, Sheffield United 3. Really enjoyed that game. What a game that was. And if any of you are not watching the Wrexham documentary on Disney Plus with Ryan Reynolds and the other chap, can't remember the guy's name, but listen, you need to get on that. That is such a good season. And names like Jones, O'Connor and Mullin, especially Paul Mullin, will be front of mind for you. But what a game that was. Really, really good. A great weekend of FA Cup action. The double game week 22 is locked in. Look out for another voice note or two between now and then from us here at FPL Family. Good luck and we'll speak to you soon. Cheers.